Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, and today a very special guest, wide receiver Hakeem Nicks, joins us in studio, and our phone lines are open. We already have a full bank of calls. I don't think that's ever happened. That just goes to show you what a stud you are here in New York.
I'm glad I could be here right now.
201-939-4513 is the phone number. First and foremost, before we get to our callers, Hurricane Sandy, of course, the aftermath right now, the players, yourself dealing with it, kind of share with us, where were you when the hurricane hit? Do you have power? What's your situation right now?
I was one of the lucky ones. I didn't lose no power, no nothing. The only thing I lost was hot water. So
that's it. Do you have it back right now?
As of not this morning,
no.
It wasn't back yet. So I'm not sure when that'll come back. But as of everything else, I have everything else. I was one of the lucky ones.
But the great thing is, a lot of the players, you come here to the facility, you spend the majority of the day here, you have hot water, you've got great food. So has this storm, the aftermath, has it affected the team at all?
I don't really think it affected the team. Some players are without power right now, but being here during the day, I think that helps out a lot. Like you said, having a chance to eat a hot meal and take a hot shower and stuff like that. So I think, we benefit from being here.
All right, well, let's talk about your season so far. Unfortunately, you hurt your foot in OTAs, mm-hmm. So was not able to participate up in Albany. I know you missed 3 games so far this season. How do you feel right now?
I feel like I'm working my way back to 100%. Since I've been back, each week has been getting better. I just got to keep on making sure I'm, ascending and not decreasing. So, I'm just taking it 1 week at a time, and I'm sure I'll feel all the way back to 100% soon.
Let's start taking our calls. Like I said, the phone bank is lighting up right now. So let's start with Michael. Michael, welcome to Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. You're on with wide receiver Hakeem Nicks.
Hey, Hakeem.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. Big time Giants fan.
I'm glad. Good to talk to you.
Do you have a question for Hakeem?
Yeah, I do. How do you think Eli Manning is going to bounce back next week from a not-so-Eli Manning last 2 weeks?
Well, Eli's one of the best at, performing well. And, I don't feel like he necessarily has played less, these last couple games. But, maybe statistically, wise he hasn't. But, Eli's one of the best at, having great comeback games. So I think, as an offense, we'll have a great game.
What has gone on the past 2 weeks in regard to how defenders are going up against you and, of course, Victor Cruz, your wide receiving core? Are defenses doing something different this year than they did last year, Hakeem?
Well, obviously, they're double-teaming both of us. They have some good schemes. Like to keep the safety over the top of me and have the defender play me man underneath. And for Cruz as well, I like to have the safety monitoring him and then have a guy playing him man underneath as well. So, it just frees up some other guys, our third wide receiver and a tight end, and, that kind of forces the running ball a little bit.
I'm seeing a little bit more physicality from a lot of the defenders. Are you experiencing that as well, or is it?
Nah, definitely. A little bit more, grabbing, DB is going to hold, they just call it sometimes. Sometimes they don't call it. You just got to fight through it as a wide receiver. And, you definitely just got to work harder.
201-939-4513. Let's go to Griffin, actually, calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the show. You're on with wide receiver Hakeem Nicks.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to say, man, I'm loving what you're doing out there. Just check on and see your foot doing all right.
Yeah, it's getting better, man. It's getting better each week. Just got to keep on making sure I'm taking care of it off the field and, on the field, just making sure I'm getting better each week.
Okay, that's nice. Well, I just want to say I'm glad the good work y'all putting up and the strong motivation like y'all have last season. Just keep up that good work and just keep me hype and proud.
Hey, we will, man. We appreciate the support.
Thank you for the phone call. Let's continue. We have Robin calling in from North Carolina. I know you love your Tar Heels.
Yeah.
Let's go to Robin. Robin, welcome.
How you doing? How you doing, Hakeem?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How's the foot?
It's getting better, man. It's getting better each week. Week to week, it's definitely getting better.
That's good. I'm just glad to see you.
Unfortunately, it was Robert, by the way, not Robin. We just lost him. I'm curious. I want to ask you about the Dallas game before we start looking forward to Pittsburgh, because what an insane, crazy game it was, especially towards the end. What was it like for you offensively watching from the sideline and watching everything unfold? Dez Bryant going up for that catch, not knowing if his hand was out or not. What was going through emotionally? What was it like for you on the sideline?
Man, it was the longest 10 seconds I've probably ever experienced. I think it was like they got three or four plays done in 10 seconds. That was like a basketball game. But everybody was just, anticipating the call. But we got the word on the sideline that his hand touched out first. So we had a feeling that was going to get overruled. Just wanted the defense to stop him, which we had faith they would.
And huge game, obviously. You guys sitting now 6-2 overall, 2-2 in the division. How huge was that win last week?
That was great, man. That was a huge win, especially with the defensive effort. Those guys went out there and played extremely hard. Is what we needed. They beat us in the season opener, so we definitely had to win this one.
We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll look forward to the Pittsburgh Steelers coming to New York, New Jersey, really, on Sunday. And we'll continue with your calls. 201-939-4513. We'll be right back.
For me, being a leader is all about being a servant, being willing to sacrifice for your teammates, taking away the ego, forgetting about the name on the back of your jersey and focusing on the logo on the side of the helmet, that NY. That's really what leadership is about.
Hi. Do you like fun? How about friends? Okay. What do you think about paying for things? Oh, you don't like that.
So you're a free man.
Well, if you have the internet and a desire to reign supreme over all living creatures, then I've got a little ding-dong for your Liberty Bell. It's called NFL.com Fantasy Football. And it's about as hard as lacing up a loafer.
Go to NFL.com/fantasy to sign up now.
It's serious fun.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
The philanthropic funding that they give us helps a lot with different resources we have, like our Child Life program and the ice cream social that our patients were invited to. So just very important, essential things that they help us with.
Here we go. I was in a real tight spot, and when it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
Do you want sprinkles on yours?
If our finances are hurting, they help out. If we need counseling, they're there in an instant, and it's a really good organization.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
My love for the game is just a deep passion of football that I have. Been playing this game for so long now, just putting my heart into it and bringing all the passion into it is what I try to do.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. Anita Marks here with wide receiver Hakeem Nicks. And a ton of calls, 201-939-4513. Before we get back to the calls, there's somewhat of a debate out there in the NFL. Who has the best wide receiving core? And it's between you and Victor Cruz, obviously the Giants, and the Atlanta Falcons with Roddy White and Julio Jones. Mm-hmm. What separates you and Cruz from them to really kind of solidify the argument that you guys are the better wide receiving core? Don't be modest.
Well, we contribute to help us get to the Super Bowl, last season. Not taking nothing away from those guys. Those are some great athletes. They carry their team as well, and they make plays as well. But I feel like we make plays. We win games. We help win games for our team. We'll see them this year, so I'm sure the player get a chance to take care of itself.
It's a great debate. Let's continue with your calls. We're going to go out to Long Island. Sean is joining us on the show. Sean, welcome. You're on with wide receiver Hakeem Nicks.
Hey, Hakeem.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hakeem?
Yeah, hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, I was just wondering, who do you think is going to be your biggest competition for the NFC East title?
biggest competition. You know, I don't know, there's some good teams out there right now, and it's still early, man. It's really hard to say, but, you know, obviously, you know, San Fran with that tough defense they got. Seattle has a tough defense as well, too, so it's some teams in the NFC that you can't overlook.
Now, a lot of NFL players don't actually watch football.
Right.
I mean, you guys watch game film, obviously, to prepare for your opponent, but it's surprising to me. I don't think fans realize, like, you guys don't watch football.
Right, you don't really get an opportunity to other than watching film.
Right.
You might see it on film, but as far as watching games, you don't really get a chance.
And you really don't know players' names. It's more like, what number is he?
Right? Exactly.
It's pretty bizarre. Let's go to South Carolina. We have Leon joining us. Leon, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How you doing, Hakeem?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. I just got a question. What are some of the goals that you set for yourself for this season?
Well, always contribute to the team the best way possible. That's always my ultimate goal. You know, step on this year, I want to take a lot more of a leadership role, whether it be on the field or off the field, especially with the wide receivers. And, you know, just continue to make plays and, you know, do what I've been doing to get me to this point.
Well, you said you want to take more of a leadership role. A big reason for that is because of the draft pick Reuben Randall, bringing him in and kind of mentoring him a little bit. Do you feel that you've played that role for him this year?
Definitely. You know, I've definitely tried to be someone that he can, you know, come to for questions, help him learn the offense a little bit. And, you know, whatever he needs on and off the field, I'd like to provide myself to, you know, to try to help him out.
Let's continue with the calls. We go to New Jersey. Sean joining us. Sean, welcome.
How you doing? Hakeem, just a quick question. How is the offense going to be this year, talking running back terms, without having Brandon Jacobs? How do you think Andre Brown and David Wilson are really going to influence, and how do you think they've been doing?
You know, those guys definitely play a big role with helping Bradshaw out back there. David Wilson brings some nice speed in the backfield. You know, he's a young stud that's, you know, ready to make plays whenever he can get on the field. And Andre Brown, you know, he's been around for a while, so he's a guy that, that shows flashes of things he can do at times. So, you know, I think those guys definitely can contribute and carry the load with Bradshaw.
Let's talk about your opponent, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, their defense ranked number one against the pass. So do you feel going into this game, this is your biggest challenge for your wide receiving core this year?
Well, you know, we don't really look at statistics and, you know, the numbers. We obviously, you know, it's a respect level. We respect them. And, you know, we know they're a good defense. You know, Pittsburgh is always known for their defense. So we're just going to go out there and play ball. We're going to, you know, run our offense accordingly and do what we have to do to get open and win.
And unfortunately for them, they do not have Troy Polamalu. He's been ruled out of the game for Sunday. How big is that for you guys?
Well, you know, we really don't really get into guys, you know, that's not playing. We just got to attack their defensive scheme. And, you know, they still got good guys back there in that secondary that you can't overlook. So we just have to know what we have to do to attack their defensive schemes and beat man-to-man coverage.
And also Ryan Clark is coming off a concussion as well, so.
Yeah, but we're expecting him to play. you know, I don't think from the sounds of it, he's going to be playing, so we're preparing as though he's playing.
Let's try to take some more calls before we say goodbye to you. We've got Paul calling in from Massachusetts. Paul, welcome.
Hi.
Do you have a question for Hakeem?
Yes, Hakeem, concerning Dallas's game last week, with the fast pace of all those turnovers and the dreamlike field position you guys had, I just wonder if it had any interruption in the offense, because the offense seemed out of sync, and they were given great opportunities. Of course, we had a defensive touchdown, and you never seemed to get in rhythm until the fourth quarter. I'm just wondering if all those opportunities and that fast pace created to that.
Well, you know, you have games like that sometimes, man. Luckily the defense was playing at a high pace and you know, when we did need to get it going, we got it going. One thing, we just move on from that. You know, that game is in the past now. We critiqued ourselves on the film, and, you know, we know what we need to do to get better, so that won't happen again.
All right, we have a special call coming in, someone who claims to be your former teammate. Okay. So let's bring him on. We have you're on Big Blue Hits Live with Hakeem Nicks. Who is this?
Jerlando Casey.
Jerlando Casey.
What's up, man? Independence High School.
Oh, what's up, man?
Come
How
on,
you
man.
Doing?
You know me.
High school, going all the way back to high school.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for Hakeem?
Yeah, man. When you make sure you get back in, man. When you're healthy, man.
Yeah, man. I'm getting healthy, man. I'm getting better each week, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. It's good to hear from you. And, keep doing your thing, man. Represent Charlotte, North Carolina Independence, man.
I will, man. You keep on doing what you're doing.
Was that a former, wide receiver? Do you remember what position he was?
Yeah, I think Jerlando Casey was a...
This is your life.
Right.
Again, wide receiver Hakeem Nicks joining us. Thank you so much.
All right, thank
really
you.
It was a pleasure having you. Obviously, you know, the fans loved the opportunity to call in and talk to you as well. We're going to make the switch. We say goodbye to Hakeem. We bring in John Schmelk. We're going to continue to talk Giants-Pittsburgh matchup on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. In the meantime, your quarterback, Eli Manning, went to work for Dunkin' Donuts one day. Let's take a look.
And it's my great honor to announce today that Dunkin' Donuts will partner with two-time Super Bowl MVP and New York Giants icon Eli Manning.
In your official Dunkin' Donuts shirt.
Thank you.
The Giants and Dunkin' Donuts have had a great relationship for many years, and I'm really excited about joining the Dunkin' Donuts team.
Oh, so exciting!
There you go. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right.
It's your lucky day. You can't throw this cup out.
Oh my God.
There you go. Have a great day.
You too. Good
luck. Oh, there
you go.
That'll be $185.
This guy. I see you're saving for you, looking for your future after the game.
Yeah, always preparing.
Are they paying you well, Eli?
Yeah, I think so.
I'll tell you what, Eli, you've been so good. Here's a buck.
All right.
Like that,
pal? Made my day.
Very good, buddy. Regard.
Thank you.
Fun to be here and spend a little time and how the behind the scenes part of it works. And so it's been fun.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, and we have made the switch. We say goodbye to Hakeem Nicks. We bring in John Schmelk. We continue to talk Giants and Pittsburgh matchup again Sunday around 4 o'clock, 4:15?
4:25.
4:25. Thank you. Exactly. Let's talk about practice today. Some good news. Both Kenny Phillips and Antrel Roll practiced this afternoon. That's huge.
Yeah, Kenny Phillips looks like he's going to finally get back on the field on Sunday, and it'll be interesting to see what they do with Stevie Brown. He's played so well with Kenny Phillips coming back. Do they go more to that three safety package? Does that mean Jaron Hosley doesn't play as much? He's played well. It'll be very interesting to see what the Giants do decide to do with those guys getting back on the field. As for Antrel Roll, he passed all his, you know, the head test and all those procedures
test.
Exactly. So he doesn't have, you know, he's over the concussion. If it even was one, they really never had a chance to confirm that with all the hurricane stuff going on. So he's okay. He's going to play. The Giants are getting healthier.
Ahmad Bradshaw active at practice. Those that did not participate: Chase Blackburn hamstring, Bear because of an ankle, Bear Pasco and Jaquan Williams because of a knee.
Yeah, and, you know, these guys aren't a surprise. Bear's probably not going to get back. We haven't seen Jaquan do a whole lot. I wouldn't expect him to play either. So the injury report was a little bit longer this week, but it looks like the Giants are getting healthier overall.
Well, let's talk about the Giants' defense. Now, they're great racking up those turnovers, but they do give up a lot of yards. Look what they were, what they gave up for Tony Romo and Jason Witten last week. So how do you correct that going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, you know what? You just can't make as many mistakes. And frankly, a lot of them need against Dallas. You saw it. Came on just their guys getting beat one-on-one. We saw Dez Bryant beat Corey Webster. We saw Miles Austin beat Prince Amukamara. But other times, like in the slot, for example, they ran these complicated schemes where the slot corner was running off of Miles Austin, and he had a free release on these slant patterns, which really killed the Giants all day long. So it's really a combination of things. They just need to play better.
And again, beating the Dallas Cowboys. Now they're 6-2 overall, 2-2 in the division, and looking, I hate to talk playoffs this early, but really looking good where they're sitting right now.
They're in the driver's seat to win the division. Now, does that mean it's sewn up by any means? Of course not. We still have half a season of football to play. The Giants have only played 8 games. The Cowboys, the Eagles, and the Redskins, the Redskins have played 8, but the Cowboys and the Eagles have only played 7. So there's a lot of time to go here, and the Giants have to worry about tiebreakers. They're only 2-2 in the division. Those other 3 teams have not played many games in the division. Then you look overall with the Bears record, the 49ers record, and the Packers, of course, making their way back into it a little bit. The Falcons are undefeated. They're going to try to get that bye week, too. So every game's still super important. Tons on the line.
Again, 201-939-4513. We go to New York. Malcolm is joining us. Malcolm, what's your question?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Malcolm? How are you?
What the Giants could do to avoid a second half collapse.
Well, I mean, the Giants really haven't had a second-half collapse in quite a while, Malcolm. They had some trouble for a couple years in the second half of the season. Last year, they had that losing streak in the middle of the year. Then they turned it on the last couple of games of the season. So I think Eli Manning's too good of a player. The coaching staff is really together. They do a great job with this team. You don't have to worry about a second-half collapse. But could they fall back a little bit in the second half? Sure, but it's not necessarily a product of them playing poorly or necessarily, you know, falling apart. They're playing a lot of good football teams. Packers, Saints, undefeated Falcons, Steelers this week. You play the Eagles again, the Redskins again. These are tough teams. You're going to lose some games.
They are, and one thing we're seeing a lot differently now than we have at the start of the season is, A, they're able to stop the run, and B, they're able to run the football.
Yeah, no question. And the running game came back a little bit against Dallas after struggling the week before. Bradshaw never really broke out and had a big run, but they were consistently getting 3 yards a carry. I think their finish average is 3.7 in the game, so it provides some amount of balance. And considering Eli has struggled a bit the last two and a half games or so, they need the running game to step up and take some of the heat off of Eli then.
John Schmoke, Anita Marks, and of course you. We'll come back. We'll continue with your calls. 201-939-4513 is the phone number. More to come here on Big Blue Hits Live.
When it comes to leadership, I think it's something that has to come naturally. And, you know, you just have to come across with the right message. But at the same time, you can't only talk it, you have to walk it.
Hi. Do you like fun? How about friends? Okay. What do you think about paying for things?
Oh, you don't like that.
So you're a free man.
Well, if you have the internet and a desire to reign supreme over all living creatures, then I've got a little ding-dong for your Liberty Bell. It's called NFL.com Fantasy Football. And it's about as hard as lacing up a loafer.
Go to NFL.com/fantasy to sign up now.
It's serious fun.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
The philanthropic funding that they give us helps a lot with different resources we have, like our Child Life program and the ice cream social that our patients were invited to. So just very important, essential things that they help us with.
Here we go.
I was in a real tight spot, and when it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
Do you want sprinkles on yours?
If our finances are hurting, they help out. If we need counseling, they're there in an instant, and it's a really good organization.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
To me, leadership isn't about what you say. It's not necessarily about what you do either. It's about how you do it. A lot of young guys watching me in every move that I make, and you know, you just got to go out there and do your job. That's what I feel as though leadership is about.
Again, welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, John Schmelk, and taking your calls. 201-939-4513. John, really quick, before we do get back to our calls, let's talk about the Steelers' offense. Todd Haley, new offensive coordinator, him and Ben Roethlisberger seem to really be getting along extremely well, and I think that offense that they've kind of put together is finally gelling.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Ben Roethlisberger is having the best statistical season he's had so far in his career. A lot of touchdowns, not a lot of interceptions, and the offense is a lot different, as you mentioned. with Bruce Arians. They used to really go down the field a lot, throw a lot of deep passes, a lot of seven-step drops. Now they're getting rid of the ball quicker, a lot of short stuff. And the result of that, Ben's not getting hit as much. He has more time to throw, a lot of short stuff, three-step drops. Their third down conversions is the best in the league at 52%. So they're really playing a different type of offense, but a successful offense. They've all gone away from the running game a little bit. They're almost 55 to 45, 60 to 40 pass to run ratio in terms of passing the football. So a different type of Steeler offense than you used to see.
Again, 201-939-4513. Let's go to Florida. Adrian is joining us. Adrian, welcome.
Do you think Hakeem Nicks going to have his blow-up season on Sunday since safety Troy Polamalu is injured?
Well, you know what? I don't think the Giants' passing game is going to necessarily get well against that Steelers defense, Adrian. I got to be honest with you. They're ranked number one in the league in terms of pass defense yards per game. So the Giants aren't going to have some type of explosive offensive game through the air. And there are a couple reasons. They run a lot of those interesting blitz schemes, those fire zone blitzes you try to confuse the offense, number one. Number two, they're very experienced. They have seven players on that defense that are 30 years or older. It allows them to do a lot of different things with their schemes to confuse the offense. They don't make a lot of mistakes. The Steelers are one of the most disciplined groups in the league. They've allowed fewer passes over 20 yards than any other team in football, just 15. They only let Robert Griffin III run for 9 yards last week because of their discipline. They're extremely sound. They bend but don't break. They're a huge challenge for the Giants this
week. You're frightening me. You're frightening me about Sunday. Pittsburgh Steelers sound so good. Victor Cruz spoke to the media earlier today, and he said that hot reads are going to be really important, specifically for the reasons you're telling us, the type of defense the Steelers play. Now, don't you feel the Giants kind of have a leg up on that because of the offense the Giants play and the fact that everybody has to be on the same page each and every week because of the offense Kevin Gilbride and Eli Manning execute?
Hey, if you're playing a chess match, I don't mind putting my money on Eli Manning to win that chess match.
Exactly.
He's one of the smartest players in the league. He's going to figure out what you're doing. And also, I like the individual matchups on the field. In my opinion, Hakeem Nicks and Victor Cruz will match up well on those Pittsburgh Steelers cornerbacks. But the Steelers defense is better than the sum of their parts. Individually, they may not be great. Together, they are. So it'll be interesting to see if the Giants can get their passing offense turned around this year.
Again, let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers offense and their wide receivers. Talked a lot about with Hakeem Nicks, Atlanta's wide receivers. You know, Pittsburgh, Mike Wallace, Antonio Brown, and then you got to throw in Heath Miller as well. He's more of a receiving tight end than a blocking tight end. That's a great wide receiving core as well.
They're both very physical. They're big guys. They're fast. And the funny thing about it is their strength in the past has been getting down the field and making big plays in the deep passing game. But again, they're not really doing that quite as much this year. So they're doing a lot more short stuff, a lot of run after the catch. That's what they're getting predominantly most of their yards in the passing game, but they're very dangerous. Similar to the challenge the Giants faced last week against the Dallas Cowboys. Two big play wide receivers outside, Bryant Austin, Brown Wallace, Heath Miller and Witten, very similar tight end. So
right,
it's going to be a heck of a challenge.
And in the backfield, Jonathan Dwyer, not really all three, they pretty much have a three-headed monster, not all of them really healthy, but all three of them expected to play on Sunday.
Who knows which one's going to play and how they'll split the carries. They've had two individual 100-yard rushes the last two games.
All right, so let's get your keys. We have about less than a minute left in the show.
Very, very quickly, the Giants have to win the turnover battle. That's how they win the last three games, despite the fact their passing game hasn't done well. On defense, you got to tackle, prevent the big play. They broke down against Pittsburgh big time last week. And finally, be disciplined. Get after Ben Roethlisberger, bring him down, and when you don't, he's great at extending the play, using his size to brush off tacklers, guys trying to sack him, and get the ball down the field. The secondary must stay with their guys to prevent the big play.
All right. Again, thank you so much. John Schmoke, Anita Marks, I want to thank wide receiver Hakeem Nicks as well. It's been a great show. Also, a reminder, you can watch this on Giants.com, also on Verizon Fios 1. So you can watch it again and again. Of course, wide receiver Hakeem Nicks was fantastic. Have a great night, everybody.